Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you. It's Thanksgiving Day. I hope you'll get an opportunity to, first of all, give thanks to the Lord for His goodness to us and to you. And we'll say more about that in just a little bit. But I also hope you get to be with some family today, our friends, good friends, and some football. All of that's part of Thanksgiving Day. And I hope you get to enjoy the day and count your blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. And there's a beautiful psalm in the Bible, and I want to draw your attention to that today. I hope you'll spend some time with this psalm today. Just six short verses, but boy, are they great. Great verses. I'm sorry. How about five verses? How about make a joyful noise? Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 100, one of the most beautiful psalms in the Bible, a psalm of thanksgiving. I believe that we as a nation and as a people have truly been blessed by God. Of all those who ought to be thankful unto him and praise his name, our name should be at the top of that list. It's not uncommon this time of year to say, can I have your Christmas list? Our soon will be drawing up a list of resolutions for the new year, 2024. But there's a list we often overlook, and that's a list we ought to make up on Thanksgiving Day for all that we are thankful for. Several years ago, I read a list that several housewives compiled, and they wrote what they were thankful for. One said, quote, for automatic dishwashers, because they make it possible for us to get out of the kitchen before the family comes back in for after-dinner snacks, end quote. Another one said, I'm thankful for husbands who attack small repair jobs around the house because they usually make them big enough to call in the professionals. Another one said, I'm thankful for children who put away their things and clean up after themselves. They're such a joy, you hate to see them go home to their own parents. Another one said, I'm thankful for teenagers because they give parents an opportunity to learn a second language. This one said, I'm thankful for smoke alarms because they let you know when the turkey's done. Well, I hope that's not the case in your home today. But listen, in all seriousness, couldn't you make a list today? Couldn't you find time to just be thankful for the things God's given you? The list ought to include things like your life, health, family, friends, the nation we live in, despite its flaws. But even more than that, maybe the list should have our salvation. If you know Christ as your Savior, your church family, the mercy God showers upon us each and every day, His grace, His forgiveness, His love, His kindness, His guidance, His provision, the Word of God, the Spirit of God. On and on and on. Just take time. And you'll find out we have much to celebrate on this Thanksgiving Day. Did you know that probably no Americans were ever more underprivileged than that small handful from the Mayflower who started the custom of setting aside a day of thanksgiving to Almighty God? They had no homes and no government agency to help them build homes. They had no means of transportation but their own legs. Their only food came from the sea and the forest, and they had to get it themselves. They had no money and no place to spend it if they had any. They had no amusements except what they made for themselves. No means of communication with their relatives in England. No Social Security. no Medicare, but if you had dared call them underprivileged, you probably would have ended up in stocks, for they did have four of the greatest human assets that there are. They had initiative, courage, a willingness to work, and a boundless faith in God. That last one, that boundless faith in God, seems strange today when there's so many powerful forces at work in our nation to strip every one of us from that very foundation that our nation was built upon. The conviction that we truly are one nation under God. Thanksgiving Day is a distinctive holiday to America. It doesn't commemorate a battle or anybody's birthday or anniversary. It is a day set aside to express our nation's thanks to our nation's God. Truth is, it's often just the opposite, isn't it? The more we get, the less thankful we become. The less mindful of God we are, and the more we want. Psalm 100 will help us to deal with that attitude. Psalm 100 will help to remind us of our need to be thankful and to maintain that attitude of gratitude. Notice, first of all, in Psalm 100, the basis of our thanksgiving. This psalm was written for the people of Israel. God said to them, when you come into the promised land and you settle down your warm homes and you have plenty to eat, don't forget me. I led you out of the wilderness. I brought you into this land that flows with milk and honey. God is saying, don't forget that. Don't forget what I've done for you. It's natural for us to desire appreciation when we do something that's worthwhile. But the truth is, God says here that we're supposed to serve the Lord with gladness. First, he says, notice, make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. It doesn't say you have to sing on key. It doesn't say it has to be a sweet melody. It just says, make a joyful noise. Well, we can do that. And I know some singing sounds like the joyful noise. But listen, just take time to praise God today. And then it says, serve the Lord with gladness. To come before his presence with singing. You serve the Lord with gladness. Oh, I've seen folks serve the Lord with madness. I've seen them serve the Lord with sadness. But we're to serve with gladness. Oh, I'm happy in the service of the King. I'm happy, oh, so happy. There's nothing greater than being a servant to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're serve. We've turned from idols to serve the living and true God. We are all saved to serve. Serve the Lord. Make a joyful noise. Serve the Lord. Come before his presence with singing. Have you noticed the first three commands is basically God is saying, I want you to be happy. I want you to make a joyful noise. I want you to shout for joy. I want you to serve with gladness. I want you to come with a joyful song. Do you see the theme here? Look around today. I hope with your friends and family, it'll be a little different, but just look around. Are people happy? Are they sitting there with scowls on their faces? Are they sitting there with frowns or downcast? Here, the psalmist says, hey, Christian, come before him and serve him and sing his praises with joy in your heart. Oh, I tell you, it's a grand thing to be a Christian. It's the best thing I know. Then he goes on to say, know ye that the Lord, he is God, he hath made us. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. God took every bone and every joint, and he welded them together with the sinews and the muscle, and covered them with skin, and gave us eyes to see, and brains that think, and fingers that pick things up. God made us inside and out, and he made you the way he wanted you to be, and he made me the way he wanted me to be. I don't understand it, but somehow in God's providence, he decided he wanted a medium-sized man, not too good-looking, not outstanding in anything, just a simple father and husband who would keep plugging along. So he made Stan Slabaugh. Someplace along the way he had you in mind, and he made you, and he's still making us. He's not satisfied with an unfinished product. God's not satisfied with your temper. He's not satisfied with the weak areas of your life where you give in to temptation. He's still making us. He's still working in our lives. God is the maker. God is the creator. We are in his image. So I give him thanks today. Give him thanks for who you are today. Then he says, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Most of us want to be shepherds, not sheep. Not much fun being a sheep, but the problem is we don't know where the still waters and the green pastures are. And every time we go searching for them, we invariably end up in the far country. And God is just saying here, why don't you be the sheep and let me be the shepherd, and I'll lead you beside the still waters and the green pastures. We are his sheep. He's the shepherd. We are his people. Then he says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks unto him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth all generations. In the Old Testament, the temple symbolized the presence of God. So whenever people came to the temple and entered the courtyard, they knew they'd come into the presence of God. Now the temple no longer exists. I know sometimes we call the place where we worship God or we have our Sunday services a sanctuary, but the truth is God is everywhere and God lives in the believer. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So he's with you. He's with you when you drive on the highway. He's with you when you go to work. He's with you when you care for your children. He's with you when you sit down for the Thanksgiving meal today. He's with you every moment of your life. That's a source of thanksgiving. That's worthy of our praise. But I wonder, what if God began to treat us like we so often treat him? What if God met our needs to the same extent that we give him our lives? What if we never saw another flower bloom because we grumbled when God sent the rain? What if God stopped loving and caring for us because we stopped loving and caring for others? What if God took away his message because we wouldn't listen to the messenger? What if God wouldn't bless us today because we never thanked him yesterday? What if God stopped leading us tomorrow because we didn't follow him today? May God help us to be thankful to him. And thank him today that he doesn't treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. So today, Thanksgiving Day 2023, why don't you make a joyful noise? Sing a song together. Serve the Lord. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Remind yourself, he made me, not me. There's no self-made people. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Today, give thanks unto him and praise his name. I pray that this will be a meaningful Thanksgiving season for you and your family. Take time sometime today to read the 100 Psalms slowly, deliberately, asking God to speak to your heart, and then follow it the commands. And I believe your heart will overflow with thanksgiving to God. I'm glad for family. I'm glad for friends. I'm glad for time with them. But don't leave God out. Make sure you take the time to bless his holy name. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone from Words to Encourage Radio and the Bible Baptist Church. Hope you have a great day today. And then let's get back on the radio tomorrow. We'll be here Friday after Thanksgiving as well. And we'll look forward to our time together. And again, turn a little bit about David's Thanksgiving list. All right. Until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.